but an issue that was is going on in Eretz Yisrael. So, and it was on the. It was. I'm not sure which newspaper it was in, but it reported that one of the issues that is being discussed in the bottom of Eretz Yisrael right now as a result of the people who have been displaced by their fires, by the fires, is that they've lost the ksuvas. And based on the bottom, what is the requirement of rewriting a new ksuva? The article was not written by Yireim Mushleim, it seems, so it was a little bit written with a little bit of cynicism. Why are we worrying about this right now? And it was written that Avadi Yosef is a tshuva, which I haven't looked for yet, where he said it's not necessary to write a new ksuva immediately, because one can be somech on the records that the Rabbanut has. And the article went to say that there are other Rabbanim who disagreed. And the and again, it was written with a little bit of a criticism, and you know, why the rabbi is being machmir in this particular situation. So I want to begin with a tshuva that was written by Rav Moshe Sternbach. Number one, it just puts a different slant on this kind of a situation. Rav Moshe Sternbach is the Rav of the Eidah Chabedis in Eretz Yisrael in Yerushalayim. And in the first volume of his tshuvas, he has an interesting life. He, for many years, was a Rav in South Africa. Before he came to Eretz Yisrael. So he writes the following. Azkir Khan, in the first volume, Azkir Khan Ubda Shoye Imagoina Tzadik Reb Zev Mintzberg. Zev Mintzberg was also a colorful person. He was a Rav in the old city in the early part of the previous century. And I believe, I have to corroborate, I believe that he was thrown out of the old city twice. I think in 1921, after some of the Arab pogroms, he was thrown out of his home by the Arabs. And I believe, if I've put this together correctly, he moved back and was thrown out in 48. And this particular event seems to come from 1948. This is a point of contention. The Haganah, the Yerushalayim was supposed to be an international city. And the Haganah tried to take Yerushalayim because they thought that it would be easy to take the old city because they thought the Jordanians were going to stay neutral. And then, but in the course of them taking the old city, the Jordanians did not become neutral, and we lost the old city. I think that, and the Rav Mintzberg was one of the Rabbanim, together with Chazan, who was living in the old city at that time, and they begged the Haganah not to try to take the old city. Haganah thought they'd be successful, obviously. And Rav Mintzberg, at that point, they had lived well with the Arabs in the old city, and they thought they could make do. But at the end, Rav Mintzberg was, we hadn't gave up the old, I mean, we lost, but I don't know if we lost it, we were unsuccessful in retaking it. I don't know much about the history then, I don't know how to evaluate that. But out of that came the following situation, Rav Mintzberg, Shehoyu Ben Elish, Nisharu Bir Atika, Yerushalayim and Nesru, they had been Nesru, and they were taken captive by the Jordanians. Ulu Besov, Sholchu as a Kenim Lachovshi. And they sent the old people and the women and the children. They sent them out. Vigio Erev Shabbos Imish Bechoseyim. And they arrived in Katamon on Erev Shabbos Shivurim Uritzusim. It's a broken. But Obdan called Ruchusham Achmanatan because they lost everything. But Lefnei Knesas HaShabbos. And before Shabbos came in, Sholach Rav Zev Zatzal. Vibayas Labayas. Azhora. He warned each one. Laplitim Sheasurim Min Shesayim. Ashisadru Ksuva. And he went from house to house to remind the people that they can't live with their wives because they don't have Ksuvas because they lost the Ksuvas and their journey's taking them over. Azhora Laplitim Sheasurim. she'osu l'shosim im ishto sha'achas, because one is not allowed to be with one's wife peliksuva. Harigam, so this I found this very interesting. I found it a good mussar for myself, because when I read the newspaper, I also said, you know, why are we worrying about this at this time? Harigam b'shach kazos l'shachach l'amod al mishma l'kaim din shachan aruch. He said that even at a time like this, when they were tzibrochen and they were being chased and they got out with their lives, he said, but they followed halacha shachan aruch. U'mussar haskel onu, and this is good mussar for us. Shasha ein onu. Baruch Hashem beis Yisrael b'rvacha, we can live comfortably. Shalo l'shach, not to forget, halacha sheksuva temuchonu b'chol eis, shalo yavu l'isu l'shalsos im ishtoi b'li ksuva. Now what is this based on? This is based on Shulchan Aruch, Simen Samech Vav. So I thought we'd look at this halacha today instead of doing the halacha that I thought we'd do based on Hey, Yimid Alf at the bottom. Osu l'shyached, could make this bigger. Shulchan Aruch, Simon Samach Vav. Also, les yached imakala kolim sheyichlo l'ksuva. One cannot have yichud with one's wife, chosan and kala at the wedding, cannot have yichud until they write the ksuva. That's why our practice is to write the ksuva by the chosan stish. In Eretz Yisrael, they write the ksuva. They sign the ksuva under the chuppah itself. V'yesh mekilin, and there are those who are mekil, umatirin l'syachay, they allow yichud as long as they don't have beer together. That's the run. V'afilu im yirtze, l'yachay l'oksuva b'mos, v'shor metaltalin, ein shor, unless the husband says, all right, I want to ksuva. Let's say the rabbi's gone through three ksuvas, he's already puzzled, he can't get the ksuva right. The husband says, instead of keeping the guests waiting, how much is ksuva worth? I'll be makna that amount to my wife. I'll give her the whole ksuva right now. So then we'll do the ishtar later on. Ein shoyim eloi. We don't accept his taina. Elitzerch shechtov lo shtar al atzmoi bidmei ksuva. He has to write a document saying that he is obligated to hear the ksuva, and he has to create a lien against his property for the ksuba. Why is that? Because the halacha is shalote kalo be'eino lotzia. The halacha is there's a double pronged halacha over here. The purpose of the ksuba, Rambam has. Well, Rambam writes his halacha in Hilchas Ishus, Perek Yud Beis. So the Rambam writes tzarech lichtov ksuba koydim kenisa lechupa. Right, so the Rambam sounds like he takes the more severe view, can't even have yichud together. They shouldn't be nesuva together. Chosan pays for it. All right, how much is the ksuva? Ksuva is a psul, we know, 200 zut. Ba'ula is 100. That's called the ikur ksuva. And then we also have the tesefes ksuva. If you listen carefully to the ksuva, you always hear under the chuppah, ksuva, tesefes ksuva, and nedunya. The three parts of the written ksuva. The three parts of the written ksuva are the basic monetary obligation of 200 zuz, then the additional, which the chosin adds, another 200, and now it's 200 zukupim kosef, 200 old German coins, and then we do an estimate that all of the funds which the kala brings into the wedding, which are nichsei tzayim barzel that she gets if, God forbid, the marriage unravels, that's another 200 zekukim kosef. So that's apparently, approximately, I never did the numbers, Rav Shechter did the numbers many years ago, 127 pounds of silver, whatever the going rate is at any particular time. So that is your ksuva and your tesef ksuva, and that's the nedunya as well. And all of that becomes the husband's responsibility, or the heirs of the husband, if something happens to the husband, they get divorced, or something happens to him. That the alimony settlement, primarily, the primary purpose is not to take care of the wife. The wife will get taken care of, either the Beis and Batsibor, but it's primarily to make sure that the husband does not rush into a get. That the husband doesn't, because as we learned this week, the get can be given bal korcha. So the husband can decide unilaterally to give a get. So, but what's going to give him pause? If he has to come up with money. With the Rivash, somebody wrote to the Rivash, it doesn't work anymore because not so much money. So Rivash writes back, I forget who wrote the question. He says, that's because you live, I think it was in Morocco, I think. He says, you're living with rich Jews. You should come and live where I live. Where I live, it's a significant amount of money. It gives people pause. So the Gemara Bava Kama, based on a statement of Reb Meir, the Omer also Odom Shiyasha is Ishtay Afilu Shoachas Blaksuba. Tamamai Kedei Shleite Kalabaino Blaksia. This name of Reb Meir becomes clearer in the Gemara and Ksuvas. Gemara and Ksuvas says, Achdei the Rami Rachoma. Right? The Gemara Bava Kama is the Ksuv itself. Right? We're not talking about the Ksuva. Right now, we're talking about the documentation of the Ksuva. Right? The Ksuva is the obligation. Rambam says the obligation, Chazal and Mesagim, is the Machlokes Rishonim. Whether it's Chazal or Zedin Deiraisa, you can Ksuva. Tesefis is an obligation which the husband accepts upon himself. Then the Dunya, so the Rabbana de Gedin. But the Ksuva itself is a Machlokes, and Ksuva is Deiraisa de Rabbana. Our ksuvas now say the chozi lichei medai raisa, even though we pask in the ksuvas rabbanon. So Taisa says in ksuvas that chazal or mesake in the ksuva kechomer din dei raisa. That's why we put the chozi lichei medai raisa, not really medai raisa. It means the chozi lichei kilo dei raisa. So the Gemara in ksuvas later on, Nun Zion says, Achte de Rami Bar Choma, having a sivus le Rav Abia. Rami Bar Choma's sister was married to Rav Abia. Irkas ksuvasa. So Rashi says it means she lost the shtar. She didn't lose the obligation. Obligation is there. It's a dinder rabbanon. She lost the shtar. Also, the comedy Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef was one of the dayanim. They came to Rav Yosef. Omar lohu. Rav Yosef said to them, "Hochi Omar Rav Yudah Mishmul Zudim Rav Meir." What you're worried about is Rav Meir. What you're worried about is Rav Meir. So Rashi explains. That Rav Meir said, "Kol apoyches ulpsulu mimasayim, v'afilu bitanor, v'tanai botel, kori lo bilas nuz, v'shum leisom chadaita." Rav Meir has the din that the reason for the ksuva is masayim zuz kidei shaloi tehei kalvein. Let's say they made some negotiation. Let's say sometime in the whatever she wanted to go on a vacation. He said, "I'll tell you what, I can't afford it." She says, "Take it from my ksuva money." Right. You have money set aside for the ksuva. All right, so then write a new shtar. Instead of 200 zuz, 100 zuz, and we'll go on vacation. Right? Or she says, sell off ksuva rights. Right? You can sell a shtar, it has to be worth something. So don't sell the whole ksuva. Sell half the ksuva. Right? So the mayor says, can't do that. Kol apoyches lepsulu mimasayim afilu bitandoa. Hatanai botel. He says, doesn't work. It's not negotiable. The Gemara discusses selling a ksuva. Rav Meir says, if she sells a ksuva, you have to write a new ksuva. Why? Because Rav Meir hold called Hapoiches Lepsulu Vimasayim Afilu Bitno is Korilu Bilas Nus. Why? Why is it called Bilas Nus? Mishum Leisamcha Daita. Because what's Pshan's Nus? Nus is Bia without the responsibilities of being married. So Chazal took that one step further and said Bia without the woman feeling that she's confident in the marriage, that's an element of znus. So the Gemara says that if a husband and wife are married, and the wife does not have the confidence that Chazal think a marriage should have, so that is, what's the level of confidence? So it's that shloi te kalavin oletzia, a 200 zuz confidence, right? Whatever that is. 127 pounds and stuff. Chazal said anything less than that level of confidence is a... Is not what Chazal the Torah envisioned. So anything less than the confidence, the security that woman is due is called znus. So Chazal, so Rav Meir says, if a woman doesn't have that degree of yishuv das, znus. So, but that's Rashi says, but we saw how do you connect the dots? Here's a woman who has a ksuva. She doesn't have a shtar ksuva. She has a ksuva, right? He's going to have to pay the ksuba. He just doesn't have documentation. So Rashi connects the dots. V'achanami l'Rav Meir hu de'osir l'sh'os isha she'ovda shtar ksuvasa. That the pshat in Rav Meir is of a woman that lost the shtar. Avafilu isla de'lei mifsada v'achi de'gavi b'tanai v'ezdin. Because any woman, God forbid, has to collect the ksuba, doesn't have the shtar, she still goes to the basin, she tells the basin, we were married, everybody agrees they were married, so the basin will say, he's chayv ksuva, I don't have a shtar, so the basin will say, but you probably had a ksuva, let's say he comes in and makes, he says, "I the reason she has no shtar is because I paid the ksuva already, so the basin will say, we need a shuv receipt, in other words, it'll always be the responsibility of the husband to prove that he's paid the ksuva. So, because that's the way Chazal instituted this din. So the halacha is always going to be that she's going to get her ksuba. However, lo somcha daita de omra ki telvono lo omar praticha hilchok bilas nusi. So Rav Meir says that the degree of the yishuv das is not only the funds, but the accessibility of the funds ki ilo avishtar. In other words, that the moment the woman loses a shtar, she will get her ksuva. But it'll be a process. She'll go to Beis Din, he'll hire a toyin, she'll have to hire a toyin, she'll have to first figure out the Beis Din. He'll say, I paid. She'll say, he didn't pay. He'll ask him for documentation. He'll say, I didn't have it someplace. I'll come back in 3 weeks. It's going to be a process until the Beis Din finally says to him that you've no uriah that she paid. Right, but that could take, he could dray around for a long time, half rias, three-quarter rias, right, hiring Hayden Shkorm, he could dray around. So she says, I don't have the Yishuv Das that Chazal envisioned. Chazal envisioned Yishuv Das means I have a document, and now the burden of proof is on the husband, and until he can prove that this shtar is no good, which is very hard to prove, Kedem HaChasumim, Eidim Achsum Ishtar are that are made in Beis Din. So she is due. Chazal want to give her that little Yishuv Das. So Rashi says that's what's happening in the Gemara over here. When Rav Dimi's sister lost her ksuva, she lost the shtar ksuva. And now you see that the Gemara takes the loss of the shtar ksuva to be not satisfying the requirements of Chazal. So Rav Dimi, Rav Yosef said, that whole mahalach, that we take that a woman who doesn't have a shtar ksuva, that's ki'ilu, she doesn't have a ksuva, that's ki'ilu, it says nus, that I have to write a new ksuva, that's her mayor. So, Abul Chachamim, but Chacham passing otherwise, Chachamim say, Masha odem es ishtoi shtayim v'shol ishtonim l'ksuva. Chazal said the Rabbanu disagreed. Why did they disagree? Answer Rashi is interesting. Lashon, the leslan the mechash mishum mismach data tavi bilas nus. Chacham disagreed with this whole mahalach that not having the smichas das that Chazal gave, that's kilu bilas nus. Right? In other words, Chazal, the Rabbanu agreed with all the entire svar of Meir, and what Chazal intended. Didn't go to the next step. They didn't say, but you can't have bia without a documented shtar. The Gemara says, "Omale Abaye." Abaye was apparently part of the hack. In other words, why is this woman comes to Rav Yosef? Yosef was a big dayan, so the word got out, and the word got out that Rav Yosef was saying, "Don't get so nervous. We pass like Rav Meir, pass like Chachamim." Abaye says, "No." Baya says, didn't Shmuel say Allah Karim Zayraisov? Then when it comes, it's interesting the kud over here. In other words, we have like Shmuel Bedine. We have Rav Bisurin. So now there was a Mahalach where Meir knew how to protect Dinim Zayraisa. That the Bedovishu Machmal Vartara Bi Isur Vheta Yidegzerstavayim, that was one of the expertises of Rav Meir. He, when it came to how to be vigilant and make sure halachas were protected, that was one of Rav Meir's expertises. So Rav Yosef says, again, you see also the godless of Tanei Chacham of Amiram. He had just said, don't worry, that's the problem, right? Abaye said, but Shmuel said otherwise. So what did Yosef say? He doesn't become defensive, right? He took a position. Zilk Soibla. Write the star. Let's get this ksuva written. Right? Hachi Zilk Soibla. Right? What ksuva achri say? So now Rashi explains. V'ha de amrinan le'el le'kosav le'ksuva besula gave him a sign. We said, let's say they didn't write a ksuva. Let's say the ksuva is botched. They made a mistake and they got the wrong name, the wrong place. They ate him and not kosher ate him. And now it comes time to, who's nifter? You have to collect. So halach is we collect anyways. Even without a shtar, we're going to collect. So the Gemara says, why are we going to write this like kosa lo ksuva? We're going to collect anyways. That's in a place where they don't write ksuvas. The kulu atanoi kosamche, because everybody says we don't need a shtar in this place. We're good. The men are good. They will behave. The rabbis are tough. They'll be come down. Whatever there's, but we have smichas adas over here. We're willing to be samech. Inami b'mokum shekaisin v'goyu l'rameir v'yabilas nus v'yisir havi. Or it could be that Rameir says both. Rameir says, of course you collect, but you've been living biznus because you've been living without the smichas das that women deserve. So that's the basis for this halacha of osir l'siyachein imakala. He can't have yichud, and Rambam says, and even though some say he can't have bia, machlokes can't have bia, can't have yichud. Now, why doesn't it work for the husband to give the ksuv over to the wife? Because it defeats the purpose. The purpose is that he should feel the pain of having to shell out money and therefore not give a get. If the money's shelled out already, so she doesn't have, she has smichas das, so she'll get money. She doesn't have the smichas das, is that it should, there should be, the husband will give pause before he writes it, before he goes for a get. It's going to cost him something. So now, if he'll go into marriage and he already put it aside, he has an IRA, something set aside, ksuva money, all right, since I set aside, he already put it, he's not thinking about it. So that won't accomplish what we want to accomplish. That's why the Rambam paskins halacha lemaisa, one has to have a ksuva. And if one doesn't have a ksuva, ki'ilu, they're living biznus. There is always a conversation that people always ask, I get this question, do I have to always know where my ksuva is? I always tell it under the chuppah. I always tell the kali, you have to know where the ksuva is. And maybe some shonish know where the ksuva is. Then I take it away from her, give it to her mother, because the kala holds the ksuva during the wedding. It's finished. It's going to land up for the caterer and be on its way out. So always give it to the mother. It increases the chances of the ksuva making it through the wedding. But then women always ask, do I have to always take it with me? I travel. I go to a cruise. I have to pack the ksuva. Take it off the... that would discourage fancy ksuvas. So the halach is not, you don't have to always travel. You have to know where it is. So Rav Moshe writes in his tshuva there, you have different tshuvas that discuss, the Gemara says, there's a Gemara that says that the mother-in-law should hold on to the ksuva. So apparently, I don't know if it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, Rav Moshe writes, "Bedavar be'ez and welcome to where should the ksuva be? Hini ha'ksuva roisha tiya eitzel ha'isha, b'mokim she'machzekes chafotzeho. Kevin Shustar Alabal. It should be with her stuff. Where she keeps her stuff, should be in her closet. Should be in her drawers. And then he writes very interesting. Imamina Labal Shiyasika Vura Vyitin Law Kozman Shitavaki Shimanu. And if she trusts her husband, and whatever she'll ask for the Shtar Ksuv, he'll give it to her. He's a nice guy. So Af Kisha Yizdamin Shit Storchul Lizgarish Mitzad Mirivas Chas Vishalim. And she believes he's a decent person. So even if they'll have machlokes and they'll set up, be going different ways, she trusts he's not going to be a nasty person. So yechol lafkid etzlei. Then he can have it in his closet, in his side of the his chest of drawers. Avol if einam amin oloi mishum. Have to read it a few times. But let's say she took me a while to figure what he's saying. But let's say she the reason that she trusts him is because she thinks he'll never get divorced. He thinks deep down he could be a nasty guy. Right? Deep down, he could be that if he gets angry and she gets upset, he may hold on to Xuva. But he's never going to divorce me. Why should he divorce me? Right? So she's confident in their marriage. So Rabbi Moshe says, no. And that's the svara. So then the whole then she has to have the shtar accessible to her and not accessible to him. Why? Because what was the svara of Chazal? The whole leisamcha daita b'migashena. Because the svara of Chazal is she has to feel secure if something goes wrong that she can access the shtar. She feels secure that nothing will go wrong. That wasn't Chazal's svar. Chazal, so you have to have smichas das. The smichas das of the ksuva is protection if things go bad. So if the Rav Moshe says you can take it a step further, it's a chiddush of Rav Moshe. It's mechudishtik. To say, Chazal say you have to have smichas das. So Rav Moshe is a chiddush. If the woman says, I am smichas das, based on he's a nice guy, right? Good enough. Smichas das, based on that our marriage will never sour, Chazal didn't count that as smichas das. Right? Because the whole get is because maybe the marriage will go sour, right? So woman, Chazal didn't allow for that svara. They didn't say, with a couple that's not so happily married. But they're happily married. They didn't say that. They said every woman has to have this kind of smichas das. So that's so we are usually we're samech and Rav Moshe's mahalach, and as long as the ksuba rishitia eitz alisha b'mokim shemachzech chafutzera, so she when she travels she doesn't take all the stuff with her, she doesn't pack the entire car with everything, she just packs what she needs for the trip, and she leaves her stuff at home. So that is how we pass. Good morning, ksuvas. So now, let's go to the shayla at hand. When this happens, it comes to me once, at least once or twice a year, that a couple comes and we can't find the ksuba, right? Because they moved once or twice, got packed away. Sometimes what will happen is that sometimes a person finds a mistake in the ksuba. That's rare nowadays. But what's not so uncommon is that the chasimos will fade. Because sometimes calligraphers use very fancy paper, and for fancy paper you need to have fancy pens. So if you don't have the right pen, at some point the ink fades. So I had that a few times. So we have to write a shtar ksuba de irkasa, right? That's a supplementary form that Chazal have, for a shtar, a ksuba, a replacement ksuba. So there are two svaras which allow us to be mekel. What does it mean to be mekel? Let's say a person calls up Thursday night, 12 o'clock at night, can't find the ksuba. To be tzadid, then you have to say, all right, so one of you is welcome to come stay with us till we find the ksuba. Kachad then. Is there any room to be mekel? There are two mahalchim that would allow us to be mekel. One is a Gemara in Ksuvis, Dav Zion. This is one of the sources for the whole din, and also source local. Rabbi Ami Shari Lemivel Bechila B'Shabbos. The Gemara in Ksuvis discussed with it when can it be on Shabbos, be Yerushona, but it's a problem of Chabura. So Ami says when the couple is allowed to have be Yerushona on Shabbos. Only Rabbonon, V'ho lo iksiv v'ksuvoso. The Gemara assumed getting married and having be Yerushona on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, but where is Hayyana V'ksuva? Didn't write V'ksuva. So instead of the Gemara saying, they wrote a ksuva yesterday. The Gemara gives the chiddush. The Gemara says, Omaluhu, they told Rav Ami, it v'suah metalteleh. It's Shabbos. He can't write a suah today. So how would you allow him to have beer? So take a, how much the suah is worth, figure out, and then give her a kinyan on enough metalteleh that'll make up the suah. Give her metalteleh. Right now, a kinyan you can't make a Shabbos, but a kinyan tzarich mitzvah you can make a Shabbos. So in order that they should be happily, and in order that they should not be over the iser of osir l'siyachin and mishtoi, so they can be yachin metalteleh. Awesome. Here's the interesting din. Here you see that sometimes, even though we generally say that the purpose of the ksuva is shalei kalabeinu lagarsha, and now if he pays up the entire ksuva, they're not going to have that yishuv das. But the Gemara says b'shas atchak, this can work. Beishmul says hinei amagid v'beisayisif meforshim divrei Rambam dikinyan mahani filachadchila. Some Rishonim write that the Rambam holds this is a good, this is a chadchila. You can do this. Afilo im yiloi penai lechto ksuva, even if you could write a ksuva. Why? Because the sorrow will be, it's true he was to these metaltlin, but he'd like to keep these metaltlin. So in his mind, he'll say, well, if I get divorced after they give over these metaltlin, right? If I don't, I get to keep them. So there's enough of a yishuv das component. However, Chazal said, how did Chazal, when you're, the whole second part of the ksuba, the first part of the ksuba is where the marriage is taking place, when it's taking place, who the chazal and kala. Right? Then, the next part of the ksuba is the amount of money. The last part of the ksuba is when the chazan says, I am creating a lien against all of my property for this ksuv. So the Beishmul says, so you might fist metaltalin. So on one hand, you do take care of what Chazal had in mind, but Chazal had in mind that the entire property of the chazan backs up the ksuva. So you're not mekayim that part of Chazal's takana. Avol em kone kinyan eino eva takonas Chazal ki kinyan l'ksiva oimed v'atur v'marik meforsh v'di Rambam, and the tour in the Marik, they say the Rambam shita is after the kinyan le'mahane elef isha. He said that Gemara was Chazal's stopgap effort. Chazal made a takana. The takana was you have to have a shtar ksuva. Next takana, the Mokemet Chak, when you can't write a shtar ksuva, for whatever reason, Shabbos, in that case, till you're able to write a ksuva, there was a stopgap takana that you can be mafis betalflin. The ain somchel the kinyan el b'mokim shein koisvin ksuva. The kosa bechelkas mechoikig v'zel l'shoni mashma miyud b'shasat chak somchel al eile kinyan l'fisha. Then there's another machlokes. Can we be soymech on, let's say we're not mafis betalflin, but we're, can we be soymech on edim that say that he is mafis betalflin? In other words, I'm not giving her a shtar, I'm giving her property, and I have Adam saying that I give her that property. So these are the these are two possibilities. The Beishmul finishes off by saying, "Ubi Iser Kal Kazeh in Roy LaHachmir Befrat Bismanazeh Dein Megorshim Bal Karchenim." What does that mean? That is another Rima. There's another reason to be Mekel if somebody calls up in the middle of the night. One is, you can tell the person, look, middle of the night is going to be hard to get Adam to come out right now, it's 12 o'clock at night, it's either at time, it's Yishra Lechtom, so be machnet to your wife, make a kinyan to your wife, write down in a star and sign it, that you're machnet to your wife the value of the ksuva, 127 pounds of silver, you're giving a value in the house, you're giving a value in the car, whatever it is. Usually they say, She has it in Menorah. So the but the next idea to keep in mind is the Ramah writes Im Eina Yochel Lechtok Suva. You got Meshavas, be Makta Metalta. But then let's see if Gimel. The case, mamish, this case, she loses ksuva, irsha kashua karkum, or they were golum in her ear, they were thrown out of their homes, they don't have the ksuva, they have to give them new ksuvas. Vayin lekamen, the mamokoim she, this is a ramah, the she'ein begarshin rakmi, rotzei no isha, ein terech lichtoi ksuva, nu mahalach. Remeinu gersha made a din, what's his din? You can't force a wife to give a get, to get a get. So the wife holds all the cards. After Rabbi Gershom, the wife can say, not taking a get unless you pay the ksuva. Right? And the Beis will support her. If she says, I'm not getting a get unless you'll pay me $5 million, Beis will not support her. But if she says, I'm not taking a get, birotzen. So there are more rights. Once Rabbi Gershom made his din, so then the whole shear is no longer halacha l'maisa. It came as Manazeb, Ibdinus Elu. We Ashkenazim have taken on Rabbi Gershom's takonis, Shein Megarshom al Korcham, Mishom Mechem Megarshom, Efshar Lehokel Beksivus Aksuba. Amal Eina Mina came in Lashamis. So Ramos says, Taka Yeshal Malas Smoich, but we're not Semech and Talis, and this is the reason being because there were similar situations where Rishonim argued against. For example, let's say the husband takes a shvu deraisa that he won't divorce his wife. So the Gemara says that the Rishonim discussed it. The Rishonim say, but Chazal made a takana. It's a loy pluk takana. Chazal didn't say. Some say that you have a similar din by nanusa that she can't. So they say that's a din deraisa that she can't divorce. Here's the chimer gershom. So there is much debate. So now coming back to Moshe Sturmach's tshuva, Hine, Kosev Ramah, the Mamokim Shein Megarshin Rak Mitzonu Isha, Ein Zerach Lachtog Suva, Im Kein Bezman Azeh, Bimdinos Elu, Shein Megarshin Al Korcha, Bishamir, Meiko, Avo Lachelkas Machaikik, Ubei Shmuel, Vagir Rosa, Tzadochu Wasser Ramah, Shecher Min Regershim, Loi Chomer Kishol Taira, Vikalo Beinov, they all say, but you know what a person may say? I'll be over the Chemin Yeshua. And I'll force it to get a get. And the Beis Din will have to say that maybe they'll beat me up for being over Rabbi Yeshua's Takana, but they'll say, that's a good get. So the Chemin Yeshua does not give the Yishum Adas that the takon derbanu was provided. Mishnah Melech discusses what happens if nishba, he makes a shvush ala garish, and he says still we were still the din derbanu is in place, and the Mishnah Melech says based on that we should have a kash against the Ramos Kula. So that's the machloek halacha lamasa. Halacha lamasa, if a family again, they figure this out in the middle of the night, that they don't have a ksuva. So I would say that we could be somech until the next day on these two tzedakot. Number one, be somech on the Ramah, that Chayav Min HaGeshem. And number two, be somech on the, and have him be makna something to his wife. But both tzedakot, there are tzedakot to say that one should not delay. Sometimes I have a situation where the couple can't find the ksuva. But they know the tshuva someplace. So in that case, I think that one gets more latitude till, because usually people do find things. If they look hard enough, they usually find it. You know, they people don't throw things out, don't throw the tshuva out. Now let's just finish the tshuva. Hanagelu minenu. Uberetz Yisrael, yesh sesh som. And this is the end of Moshe Sturmach's tshuva. Where again, he quotes his Maisa from Zev Ninsberg, and again, he gives us pause of how to look at Musar Haskel. He said, in Israel, Yesha Somchen Hayom Ala Rabadut, Shemachzikim Islam Hetek Ksuva. There are those who are Samech that there's a copy of every Ksuva is in the with the Rabadut. Vafilo Nevat Etzla Somcha Daita Sheyesh Ksuva Rabadut, Vishum Lo Yuchala Balo Etzibali Ksuva. So we have Smichas Das, because of the Ka'avul Be'emes, Ein Lesmoch Alze, Kevun Shalom Ba'asem, Ein Kan Ksuva Muchona. El Yitzrochu Dvishova Chakir Be'ezdin, Ve'ozila Sogi, Ve'ulai Lo Yisogi Bachi. He says, the Mishnah Rabbah says, it could be that that's not good enough. Why? Because she's going to, it'll still require, he's referring to bureaucracy, it'll still require three forms, four forms. You have to find the right guy, he has to be in, he has to be available, until you find the right guy who has the key to the, you know, to the safe or the document, and you satisfy all the requirements. Apparently, he says that may not give the smichos das that Chazal had in mind. So this is ulai could be loy soyach befrat. But you have all the Jews who are coming from Chutz Laretz. They come from Chutz Laretz, all the Olim, they're certainly in Israel. They're not, there's no record of the Ksuvas. The Dash Lif Amim, his interesting line over here, Lif Amim, Zewa Gurm Limnias Sholom Bayis Beneim, Ub Ksuva Saksuva Yitukin Kayudua. There is an idea that one finds in some of the Kadmonim, that sometimes if Rachmanoton is a Sholem Bayis problem, that go back to the Ksuva and see if the Ksuva is written properly. So the Rav Moshe Shturmach is saying that it's also a good idea to make sure the Ksuva is written properly in a place. Kan Bedroim Africa, here in South Africa, Lo Yodim Klalmi Alochazu, Shechayom Lach Zika Ksuvi. Nobody even knows the whole din, that they have to know where the Ksuva is. And this is important to teach people, because according to Chazal, this could be a problem of Bilis Nusmin Rabbanan. Good, what's your question?
In the Kula, to say that the husband is a matnah or something that's worth the Ksuva.
Yeah.
Is there an issue that there's no Edom there?
What has to have, there has to either be Edom, or there has to be some Shtar that he's matnah to. Yeah. Otherwise, again, most of the time, In our time, a woman does have value in something that's to the not to the ksuv. Usually, the house is in both husband and wife's name.
To solve Ramosh Shtrobos issue, if they would just scan all them into a database, would an electronic record of the ksuvas work for this issue of proving that it exists?
Probably.
Because then you kind of just avoid that whole issue. You just take every ksuva of every.
No, you still need access. You still have to get access to it.
Yeah, but getting access to a database, there's no like Jewish Shabbat here. They have to go to this bureaucrat and that bureaucrat.
Yeah, eventually, it'll be that way. Yeah.
So that would solve the issue, though.
Eventually, if there's if you get a what do you call it, an access code? Yeah.
Next year's hackathon.
Okay, so this is a. Another example of issues that sound like they're very recent, but I'm sure you find the discussion already took place some time ago. Okay.